This written story is also offered to you as a sound version with the help of AI narration, so we can share real articles on real people to a wider audience. The voices may be digital, but the stories and their impact are unique and personal.
This is Valentine's story. How golf helped Valentin after a Ukraine bomb blast threatened his life.
Welcome to this latest Edgar feature on a golfer with a significant story for our times. Valentin Vodolaski lived a peaceful life until war came to his home city of Popasna in the Luhansk region of Ukraine. Valentin was born with hip dysplasia and would, in 2022, need his left hip replaced. What happened next is a remarkable story about first survival from war and then finding a way to look ahead with spirit and generosity to the future, leading the way in his rehabilitation, his return to fitness, and his optimistic outlook on life has been his discovery of golf, for him today's greatest motivation. Some superb people have helped Valentin along the way, and golf's offering of a sanctuary and a personal challenge in the most difficult of times is a great example of how this sport can help people from all backgrounds to get the most out of the life ahead. With great thanks to the Ukrainian Golf Federation and to Valentin Vodolaski, we share Valentin's personal story, reproduced here in Valentin's own words.
My name is Valentin Vodolaski. I am 43 years old and I was born in Popasna, Luhansk region. I was born with a disability, hip dysplasia, but this never stopped me from living an active life and playing sports, mainly football. I also worked in agriculture, growing berries such as strawberries, raspberries, grapes and others. Overall, I lived a calm and peaceful life. Everything changed in 2014 when the war came to our region. We experienced hunger, cold, and constant fear. Leaving and abandoning everything was extremely difficult, so we stayed and continued working, making plans for the future despite all the hardship. In February 2022, I underwent left hip replacement surgery in Kharkiv. I was discharged just a few days before the full-scale invasion began. From March 2nd, heavy shelling started, and my rehabilitation took place in a basement that became our bomb shelter. This continued for almost a month. On March 19th, a shell hit our house, and my mother, brother, and I began urgently preparing to leave. We ordered a minibus taxi for March 20th, and it was the only way to evacuate, as no one else was coming anymore. However, the shelling was so intense that the trip had to be postponed until the next day. On March 21st, at around 6 a.m., a small group of 9 civilians headed toward the meeting point. About 15 minutes later, when we were almost there, shelling began again. It felt as if the fire was aimed directly at our group. My mother and brother, who were walking ahead, managed to take cover. I was less fortunate. A shell exploded just 2 meters away from me and severely injured the same left leg that had recently been operated on. It was pure shock. Thankfully, the taxi arrived in time. I was loaded onto the floor of the minibus as there were no seats available, and we rushed to the hospital in Bakhmut. Despite a long and complex surgery, my leg could not be saved. On April 8th to 9th, we were evacuated to Lviv. I spent more than a month in hospital, followed by a long process of accepting and adapting to a new reality. In December 2022, a friend told me about the opening of the Superhumans Prosthetics Center. I immediately applied. In March 2023, I travelled to Germany to receive my prosthesis, followed by rehabilitation, learning to walk confidently again, and finally being discharged. On the day of my discharge, Superhumans gifted me a stay at Edim Golf Club, Lviv region. My first impressions were overwhelming. Silence, beauty, care, and an almost fairy tale atmosphere. One day before leaving Edem, I learned that Superhuman's patients could practice golf there as part of their rehabilitation. I had only seen golf on TV and in films, but I decided to try. We started on the putting green, and I was instantly hooked. I didn't want to leave. I met Dennis, the club director and coach, and later coach Katarina. Together with the entire team, they created an environment where everyone felt equal, which was incredibly important to me. From that moment on, I started coming to golf training every week. In July 2024, a tournament was organized in Munich, Germany, where I participated as part of the Ukrainian national golf team. This experience was made possible with the support of the Ukrainian Golf Federation. Although we did not take prize positions, it was a hugely valuable international experience for all of us. In November 2024, I competed in another European tournament in Mallorca, where I finished sixth. I am deeply grateful to Superhumans and the entire team involved for making this journey possible. The year 2025 has been full of events and progress. I have achieved several podium finishes in different tournaments. On May 3rd, at the season opening of Edem Golf Club, I took first place on the Academy course. Later that year, the Golf of Heroes tournament was held at Edem with the support of the Ukrainian Golf Federation and the Ministry of Veterans Affairs, where I again won first place. All of this is the result of dedicated coaching and the conditions created for us. Golf has become my greatest motivation, almost like an addiction in the best possible sense. Even when you're tired, dirty, or hungry after training, you still want to come back the next day. For me, golf is the best form of rehabilitation, a place where you can mentally rest and regain strength.
We hope you enjoyed Valentin's article. Our thanks go again to Valentin for bringing this inspiring personal story to Edgar. And thanks also to the Ukrainian Golf Federation, who are supporting new golfers in their amazing work to open up health opportunities through golf at such a difficult time in Ukraine. You can find many more stories of people with a disability who are thriving through playing golf under Mulligan Stories at www.edgargolf.com. Thank you again for listening.